LeBron, got to put this out there. I think there is a real chance that he will get traded by the Los Angeles Lakers, which of course revs up the what would you do?
Where does he want to go?
Well, do you want him? So let me tell you why I think that. Let me read you a quote from Rich Paul. This is LeBron's agent. And this is, and of course the absurdity of it is they got Luka recently, which like has to put him closer to a championship than not.
You would think,
right? You're not going to get someone
Wasn't
better
that
than Luka.
The whole point?
That was kind of the whole point. But anyway, there is an argument that they know that they've been kind of scuffling with LeBron. That is true. I mean, ever since when they won in 2020, they really haven't been going anywhere. And I think he's stat padding, John.
Not LeBron.
No, not LeBron. All right, so here's a quote from Rich Paul. Make of it what you will. It's an interesting quote from LeBron's agent. Here's what he says. Now, remember this. If he comes out and says this publicly, there's real purpose behind it. Here's the quote. LeBron wants to compete for a championship. He knows the Lakers are building for the future. They may have signaled to him, because remember, he makes $53 million. He's opting into his $53 million thing. So he's taking up a huge chunk of the salary cap. Doncic's taking up a big chunk. So, like, getting extra pieces aren't, it's like, here, it's not going to be easy when you got two guys making $50-something million. So, LeBron, here's the quote. LeBron wants to compete for a championship. He knows the Lakers are building for the future. He understands that. But he values a realistic chance of winning it all. He then has the, we were appreciative of the Lakers through the years, blah, blah, blah. Paul goes on to say, we understand the difficulty in winning now while preparing for the future. We do want to evaluate what's best for LeBron at this stage of his life and career. He wants to make every season he has left count, and the Lakers understand that and are supportive and want what's best for him. Two ways to look at this, guys. One, he's putting pressure on the Lakers because he doesn't want to go anywhere, and he wants them to sign X, Y, and Z because he wants X, Y, and Z. That is a real possibility. Two is, because I think that's the likelihood, but two is if they don't get X, Y, and Z, is he really prepared to say, and by the way, this all goes down, we all know free agency starts this week, all the trades, all going to happen. All going to happen in the next couple of days. So is he going to say, I want out? And there are a lot of people that believe if he does, he's going to say, get me the hell out of the West, where there's like 37 good teams. Get me to the East, where there's like maybe one or two. The Cavs. I mean, the Knicks. I mean, the Pacers are out of it with Haliburton injured. You know, you got Dame's injured. You got Tatum's injured. So then it does bring into question the Sixers thing, who, of course, do have three high-priced players. Max, you remember, you got to match contracts here. Maxey, Paul George, and Embiid. Know this. The Lakers aren't going to want Paul George for LeBron. Could they want Joel? Maybe. Could they want Maxey? From a quality of player standpoint, it's not bad. From a fit standpoint, it's probably pretty bad. Maxey and Doncic. But look, it gives them something. So it's interesting. It's really interesting.
What's an added thing to it is the new owners.
Listen.
I mean, that plays into it. They don't have the relationship.
1,000,000%. Yeah. 1,000,000%. So would you? Embiid for LeBron?
Oh, well, God, yes.
Okay. I mean, well, here's the one negative on that. LeBron may play only one more year and could be stat padder guy here.
What about Embiid? Might play 10 games.
Yeah, I know.
Year.
James, who would you rather trade for LeBron? Maxey or Embiid?
I'd rather trade Embiid.
Just to get rid of the contract.
Yeah, but I don't know that I definitely want to do the LeBron thing. Like, I mean, I'd probably take a shot for a year, but like, I'm not jumping up and down about it.
Do you think you would trade Maxey for LeBron? I mean, let me just tell you, if you do, here's what you got.
I don't think the Sixers
Here's what you got. You got the other two guards. You got McCain and Edgecombe. You got Paul George, LeBron, and Embiid. And if he gives you a healthy Embiid, you could win the title.
Does he want to get seven championships? Because I'll take some championships.
I mean, it's interesting, guys.
Jordan's got six, man. That's the one area.
Well, LeBron just tells us it doesn't matter.
There's no
he's
way
trying to get to five.
Get to he's not going to get.
He's not
going to
get. He's not going to win three here.
If he
he's not going to win three. I'm just trying to win
that
one.
Would certainly be
trying to get out
it.
Of the yeah. second round.
And he's trying to honestly, Rhea. Yeah. I think he's trying to get out of the West.
Yeah. Oh well, yeah. That's
for real.
Oh, he's
because here's the one. Here's where a lot of people are talking right away. He could go, which they do have the talent. The Cavs.
Yeah, of course.
The problem is it would strip away some of those players.
Yeah.
So they were the one seed. Like, they are the best fit. But also, like, here's where he's such a bozo sometimes. How about you opt out? How about you go sign with the Cavs for $3 million?
I know. It's such a...
Right, James? Like, yeah. he could join, if he wants to play for the Cavs, he could join them with all their talent.
He just never backs up what he says. No. You know, it's like this whole, like, rings don't matter thing. It's like, all right, dude. Like, you know, just...
Money's tight.
Just
Joe.
Say what you feel. Like, just say what you feel for once. Like, be real, you know?
So, Rich Paul doing some of the dirty work publicly, laying the seeds, I think, for about a 50% chance LeBron gets traded. And the reason I say only 50 is... There's a hell of an argument here. This is to put pressure on the Lakers, which, by the way, I don't think they will cave to. I think they're probably done with his act. And now, I say done, it's new ownership. So it's like done, but it's new people coming
new
in the door anyway.
And how old is he? Was he 40?
He's 40-something.
Or something like that?
Yeah, he's about to enter year 23. But he did still average 24, 8, and 7. But I also think there's a stat padding thing. All right, so we ask you, would you want LeBron on the Sixers, and how do you interpret that series of comments from Rich Paul? It's very interesting. 215-592-9494. One other thing from the weekend with the Gotta Do It Window winner to the weekend. Me and Jack, our golf, it happened yesterday. We'll give you the result coming up at 7:20 today. Don't try to suss it out in the next half hour. Not telling you. All right, program director swears to secrecy.
I enjoyed the photos.
Yeah, there were photos. 7:20 today, we will release the information of me versus Jack and who won. All right, so be tuned for that. Do you want LeBron, your reaction on the Phil's weekend, Phil's first half of the season, and what are you prepared to do to try to keep Ranger? I would be willing to trade Lizardo. That's my, and you could do it. Like, you could definitely trade Lizardo. Like, he'll get you something. There's no question about that. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Donald right now. Hi, Donald.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
What's up, Donald?
Well, I'm calling this one. First of all, I don't want LeBron here. No, I do not want LeBron here.
I think most will say they don't. I will tell you this, Donald. He certainly could get you closer to a title. Like, let me ask you this, Donald. Last week we were asking whether you could trade Embiid for the 20th pick in the draft. And the general consensus was you could not. It would be a salary dump. So this is actually like... better than the 20th pick in the draft. So you're telling me you wouldn't trade Embiid for LeBron?
Oh, well, he's trading one old guy for another.
It is a way to get out of the contract potentially. I mean, the contracts can match up. I mean, John, this isn't crazy talk.
But one old guy is maybe a little more functional than the other old guy, which is
correct. Crazy
because the old guy that's more functional is a lot older.
A lot older. Yeah, by about 10 years.
But I know he can play at playoff level basketball.
LeBron?
Even now. Yeah, LeBron. Even though it's in a diminished degree, in a diminished value, like, he still can accomplish that. He can get out there on the court and he can give you a series and he can give you another series after that one. I don't know that for Joel.
We don't know it about Joel. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Donald.
I forgot that they just drafted Edgecombe, and I forgot that they got the guy from Auburn. So maybe that would work.
Well, that's where the Maxey thing gets interesting. We've talked about they're probably not going to have all three of these guards in 2 years. Now, you could move off of Maxey. I will tell you this. I'd be less inclined to trade Maxey for LeBron, because if I only get LeBron for 1 or 2 years, do I really want to trade Maxey for a guy that's going to play 1 or 2 more years? I really don't. But I will tell you this. If I knew Embiid was going to be healthy, and we don't know it, and we don't think he will be, but I'm just saying hypothetically, if I knew Embiid was truly healthy and I could get LeBron with the two guards plus LeBron plus Paul George plus a healthy Embiid, hell yeah, I'd say yes. But I don't trust him.